This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries. Welcome to Above Limitations with Pastor Victoria, touching lives and communities with the words of deliverance and raising people above limitations.
This is called the people that you need to be connected to. People that you need to be connected to. I'm going to read the book of John chapter 15 from verse 4. And it said that dwell in me. That is amplified fashion. Dwell in me and I dwell in you. He said live in me and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding. Being fatally united to, without being united to, without you being attached to the vine. He said, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Not just ordinary fruit, will bear abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from the vital union with me, as long as you are cut off from me, you can do nothing. Nothing means nothing. Nobody can rephrase it. You cannot change it to anything. May the Lord bless this holy word of God. Let this continue to ring bell in our heart, in our mind, and in our spirit. Now, if you are not connected to the vine, that means that you are living a disconnected life. For the fact that things are still getting better in your life, and you have stopped praying, you have stopped reading your Bible, you have stopped attending church, you have stopped doing things, and your life is still moving on, does not mean that you are connected. I was using example of the fan yesterday. The fan can still keep working even though it's being switched off from the connection, the socket. It will still keep rolling on. Why? Because it's still using the energy that it has generated from that one. So if you are still working and you are still surviving without a God in your life, it's going to get to a point nothing is going to happen. Because at the end of the day, the fan is going to stop working after he has finished using the energy that he has generated. When you are not connected, you are disconnected. There's no way about it. When you are not saved, there's nothing like it's like I'm saved. No. It means you are not saved. If you are not on the way to heaven, you are on the way to hell. Period. There is no in between. There is nothing like it seems I'm saved or I'm like. No, when we are talking about your salvation, it's either you are saved or you are not saved. It's either you are in Christ or you are not in Christ. It's either you are serving the Lord or you are serving the devil. It's either you are a connected child of God or you are a disconnected child of God. But I'm here to tell you that is what we talk about when we started this series. That being disconnected in your Christian life means that you are going to have a life that is full of problems. When you are disconnected from the Lord, when you are disconnected from the throne of the Lord, you are going to be living a life that is full of problems. A person who is disconnected from the love of Christ and from the power of Christ is going to live a life that is full of problem, tribulation, trial, and sorrow. Amen, church, right now. When you live a life that is disconnected from the love and the power of Christ, you will live a life that have no direction. You will live a life that have no aim. You will live a life that have no purpose. Amen. Because no one is leading you. Now let me say it in another way. When you live a life that you have not actually had anything in your life that is directing you, you are not reading the word of God. The Bible said the word of God, the book of Psalm 109, verse 105, it said the word of God is the lamp to my feet and is the light to my path. As long as you are disconnected from the word of God, listen to me, church, you will live a life that is full of no direction, no help, and no purpose. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen, church. When you live your life and you are disconnected from the vine, if you are disconnected from the vine, you are going to live your life without spiritual guidance. Nothing is going to guide you. Nothing is going to be your watchword. Nothing is going to be your light. It means that you are walking in darkness. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about a disconnected life from the vine. Before I go into the people that matters to your destiny and people that you needed to be connected with so that your life can actually be transformed, a life that is disconnected from God means that you are actually living under the mercy of Satan. Now, this fan is working off. I can feel the fresh air. Praise the Lord. Why? Because it's what? I didn't hear the church. It's connected. So it's working because it's connected to electricity. And it's connected to energy. Your energy is divine. Your energy is Christ. The source of your life is Jesus. If you are not connected to it, your life is going to be upside down. Nothing is going to work in your life. Now, some of us, we are with people that they are not connected. And if you are with them, you've got to disconnect your life from them. There's some people that you've got to disconnect yourself from for God to be able to connect you with people that matters in your destiny. But today, I want to talk to you about divine connection. People that you needed to be connected to for you to prosper. If you look at the book of Genesis, chapter 20, let's see what it says. Chapter 30, verse 27. And someone opened the book of Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 24.
And Laban said to him.
And Laban said to him.
Please stay.
Please stay.
If I have found favor, if I have
found
in, your
favor
eyes,
in your eyes.
For I have learned,
for I have learned by experience.
That the Lord has,
that blessed, the Lord has blessed me.
For your sake.
There's some people that God will bless you for their sake. There's some people that the Lord will bless you for their sake. I wanted to say amen to that.
Amen.
If you look at the book of Corinthians chapter 1, 2 Corinthians now, chapter 1 verse 24, before I go on.
2 Corinthians 1, 24.
Yes, please.
Not that we have dominion
not
over
that
your faith,
we have dominion over your faith,
but our fellow workers for your joy.
But we are your helpers of your joy.
For by faith you stand.
For by faith we stand. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24. One thing I wanted you to look at there. It said, it's not that we are dominating your life. It is not that we have dominion over your faith. But this is who we are to you. There's some people in your life that have to be helpers of your joy. This is my prayer. God will send them to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, I want you to mark that scripture. It said, this is what we are. We are helpers of your word. Of your joy. We are helpers of your joy. We are fellow workers for your joy. What we are doing is to make sure that you become who God created you to be. Is to make sure that you have joy in your life. Wherever those people are, right now in the name of Jesus, heavens will connect you with them.
Amen, amen,
There's some people that God designed and they were made specially to remove sorrow from your life, to remove sadness from your life, to remove weeping from your life. There's some people that God created specially that all what they needed to do for you is to make sure that you are happy. And without them, you are going to remain miserable. It doesn't matter how long you live in life. It does not matter. There are some people, church, I need to tell you that living long is not the really major important thing in life. Most of us, we are focused on living long, becoming 100 years old. But that is not what I want you to look at. I want you to focus your mind on you fulfilling your purpose. Whether you are 33, whether you are 50, whether you are 60, the major thing in life is that we must fulfill our destiny in life. Enoch lived for how many years? Donkey years. But what did he live? What did he achieve? There's so many people. But Jesus lived for 33 years alone. And he did miracle. He did signs and wonder. Not that alone. He fulfilled his purpose in life. Focus your mind on whatever the age I am, I must accomplish my purpose. And now let me say this to you. There's some people that God has already chosen, ordained. There's some people that God has already prepared for you, that their purpose in your life is to make sure that you fulfill your destiny. If they're still missing in your life, you need to go and pray. A lot of us, we believe that life is about Facebook, is about shoe and bag, is about to put on my makeup, is about to wear high heel shoe. Life is more than that. Life is about what you are going to leave, the inheritance for your children's children, what you are going to achieve in life, and how your name will be written in the book of record. We've got to make a name. You've got to impact your life. You've got to impact your community. You've got to impact your family. You've got to impact the life of your children. And that is our purpose in life. It's not about how many gods I'm going to leave for my children, but about people that I'm impacting their life, about people I'm transforming their life, about people that I'm raising up above their limitation. And for me to be able to do it, there's some people that I must have an encounter with. That is where we are going. That is where we are going. He said, I'm your helper of joy. Who is your helper of joy? Who are the people that God wants to bless you for their sake? Like what Laban said. He said, please, I'm appealing to you. And look at your own life. Who are the people that you are going to say, I don't want to be your friend? And they're going to beg you and say, please, I don't want you to go. Since you've come into my life, the story of my life has been transformed. Or you are saying, I don't want to be in the choir. They said, please. Or they said, I don't want to be your friend anymore. You know, I'm going to cut. And they say, that is what I'm even waiting for. Have you get to a point that you miss some people in your life and you start to get angry? It means they're important in your life. Have you seen some people that say, I'm going to go for 2 weeks or 3 years? I wish you can go for 10 months. Praise the Lord. Why? Because they are tired, fed up. They believe that you are a problem in their life. But there's some people that we are talking about today. They are people that God has placed in your life for you to succeed. They are your divinely ordained helper. They didn't come into your life by accident. They didn't walk into your life by mistake. They have been orchestrated to come into your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. If you look at the life of Joseph, I'm going somewhere. After his brother sold him as a slave to Ishmaelite, the Bible said that they took him to Egypt. And what happened in his life? The Lord connected him to Potiphar. The Lord connected him to him. And the Bible said to me, since he has been in the house of that man, the life of that man was transformed. Doors of opportunity were opening for him. And again, let me say this to you, that some, I said it on Friday, that there are people in your life that God has ordained them to come and help you. And you as well have got to be the help of their life. The story of Joseph and Potiphar. It was ordained for Potiphar to be in the house, Joseph, to be in the house of Potiphar so that he can train him to become the prime minister that is going to be in life. I don't know if you see it that way. He was there. The Bible said Potiphar made him to be the head. He put him in charge of everything apart from the wife. What does the prime minister do? In charge of everything. So he was there. Is divinely connected to the life of that man so that he can bring out the glory of God inside of him. He can prepare him for the leadership that he's going to be in. So he can prepare him for the management that he needed to know by the time he becomes the prime minister. Praise the Lord. Now what I'm trying to bring out here, that God connected Joseph to Potiphar so that he can receive the training that he needed to be the prime minister that he's going to become. So Joseph has to go through that training, and Joseph has to be a blessing to Potiphar in his life. There's so many people that will walk into your life as a problem, but they are the problem solver of your own life. It's important that God open your eyes to see and know that this person that have come into my life, who are they? When you have connected to somebody, this is important, I don't want to miss it out. You will go through some training. Some of us, we don't like it. We don't want to go through that training. But Joseph has to go through the training that will lead him to the place of glory. So the destiny helper that God has placed in your life is to actually transform you to be who the Lord created you to be. Amen, church. Now, I'm going to teach that probably another day. Allow me to share with you another person in the Bible. He's called Paul. He was connected with a young person. You can be old and God will connect you with somebody very little. The person I was connected with is actually Timothy. And they work together in one. Whoever that you are going to be in life, church, whether you like it or not, you must be connected with somebody. There is a woman in the Bible. She's an old woman. Her name is called Naomi. Naomi is an old woman, a bitter person entirely. Why? Because he has lost his children. He has lost his husband and his two sons as well. And his life become empty. But one thing is this, there is a woman that is called Ruth, is her daughter-in-law. I'm sure most of us know about her. This woman said, I'm a bitter person. My life is so miserable. I don't need anyone in my life. And I haven't even got a son to give to you. So I want you to go your own way. Let me go my own way. But one thing is this. Ruth have a divine revelation. She knew that they were connected. If your eyes is not open, you can be in a place that is called desolate. And you might not know there is a blessing right there. You can be in a place that is a dry ground. And you might not know that water or oil can gush out of it. Why would Ruth
choose to be with Naomi. If you look at the scripture, Ruth chapter 1 verse 16, these powerful words are the word that many people have used when they were doing their wedding, marriage vows and all that. And they will always say, entreat me not to leave you. Some people even always use it to decree over their husband, to tie them down. But one thing that you didn't know is that these words were actually between two women initially. It's not between a man and woman. Two people that destiny have connected them together. It said in Ruth 1:16, entreat me not to leave you or turn back from following you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death part you and me. It's not between a husband and a woman. Is between two people that are actually showing their commitment to one another. And can I tell you, through Naomi, the life of Ruth was transformed. Who is that person that is your Naomi? Can you see them? It's not by the clothes that they are wearing. It's not by how rich they are. Some men, some women go for men that have big cars and big house. They say, we are not going to struggle. At least you have houses and cars. It's not about that. It's about that you can see within your eye, the eyes of your mind, the eyes of your heart, that this person is God sent to my life. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I've told you about David and Jonathan last week as well. If you still remember, they were connected together as one. I told you about Elijah and Elisha. You need your Elisha. You need your Elijah in your life. Who is your Elisha? Who is that person in your life? Who is watching your back? There's some people, if you go to the bathroom and you are coming, probably your underwear caught your cloth like that and it's pulling it up like that. But because you don't have anyone who is watching your back, you can walk out of the place like that and everybody is laughing. Who is that person that run close to you and pull you down like that? Who is covering your life? Who is covering your shame? Who is covering your dirty part? Who is there that is looking and watching? If you don't have that person in your life, listen, a Lone Ranger life will destroy you. And I'm going to repeat myself. It's not about how many friends that you have on Facebook that I'm talking about. Have you seen people on Facebook that are actually your friend or people on your BB and they are putting it on their BB to destroy you? They are making fun of you and you know it's you. How many of you that know what I'm talking about? They know. And I'm not talking about friends like that. I'm talking about people like Jonathan in your life. May the Lord connect you with them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, say a big amen right now. Shout a big hallelujah. Are you feeling me? Are you feeling me at all? Praise the Lord. Let me quickly share with you three people that you need. It's important. It's important. The first one, let's go into the book of Luke chapter 1, verse 41. Let me say this to you, that if a helper failed to fulfill their role in your life is going to be empty until that person fill it. Adam's life would not have completed except the Lord gave him that. that woman for her life, for his life. So I want you to please give me your attention as I share this word of God with you. I want you to run with this message. I want you to go out there. I want you to go to the presence of God and begin to pray that, Father, I'm believing you for people that matters to my destiny, so that you will not have a lonely life, so that you'll be able to recognize them as well. And when they come into my life, Father, open my eyes to see so that I know who they are. Praise the Lord. Are you ready for this? The book of Luke chapter 1 verse 41. Let's read it down to 47. Go quickly for me.
And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary.
Yes, sir.
That the babe lived in her womb.
Yes.
And Elizabeth was
filled with the Holy Spirit. The baby lived in her womb. Keep going, sir.
And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
She was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this greeted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ear, the baby lived in
the
womb for joy.
The baby, now, as soon, let me go back to that. For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ear, what happened? The baby lived in my womb. For what?
For joy.
For joy. Keep going.
Blessed is she who believes.
Yes.
For there will be a fulfillment of those things.
Yes.
Which we are told out from the Lord.
Yes.
Verse 7. Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. I didn't hear the church now. Praise the Lord. Number one person that you need in your life is your Elizabeth. You need Elizabeth in your life. And in the male fashion of it is you need a John. You need an Elizabeth in your life. Now, who is an Elizabeth? An Elizabeth is your burden bearer. Who are you crying to? Who is that person that you can actually embrace and say, this is me? Elizabeth is a burden bearer, and she was a burden bearer to Mary, who God used to sustain Mary at the point that she was going through shame, that she was about to get married. And what happened? She was preparing for a wedding and all that. Before they know it, there is a divine interruption in the plan of her life. And she finds that there was someone that had been trending and getting ready for a wedding to look size 8. Her belly was shooting out. Without her husband meeting her, it's a shame in the community. Nobody, she was like, where will I? To the family, it's a shame. To everyone, it's a shame. She was going through it. How can she be pregnant without a man meeting her? How does the wedding go ahead? What is going to happen? How does she walk covering herself up? But what happened? Elizabeth was sent to her life, and God used that to sustain her. Immediately she met her, she hugged her. And when she hugged her, the baby inside of her started to live for joy. Oh my God. You need to know how she felt. Someone that had been down, somebody that was sad, someone that does not know what she was going through, she came, Elizabeth came. Why? Because she, Elizabeth, was carrying the type of anointing that she was carrying the type of glory she was carrying the type of connection that she was carrying. Now, God connected them together. When God wants to connect you, the Lord will connect you to people that understand what you are going through. People that carry what you carry. They carry that type of anointing that you carry. They carry that type of glory that you carry. They know what is pain. They know when your leg is hurting you. It's not people that have not been there. It's people that have been through it, and they will come into your life. I decree over your life today, wherever your burden bearer may be, they shall locate you in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, I didn't hear that, amen. I didn't feel it at all. I said the burden bearer that you need in your life, may God send them to your life right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Shout the biggest hallelujah. You need someone who you will share your burden with. The burden of your dream. I feel like starting a ministry in UK, but I don't know how to go about it. Somebody that you can tell, you can actually say the way you are. Have you speak to people? People come to me for counseling. By the time they start to talk, I'm looking at them. I have things that I'm going through in my own head, but I can't speak to them because they're not the right candidate that I can talk to. Why? I'm there in the position to listen to them, not to share my burden with them. Who do I share my with? And sometimes when you want to talk and they look at you, Pastor, you look so great. Yes. Oh, God is on your side. You need to know what I'm going through. But you cannot. If you're going to be smiling and be saying, yeah, everything is well. Oh, I is man of God. Oh, everything is okay. But you know it's not okay. And you dare not open. Who is that person that you can open up to? You need someone in your life. They understand your vision. And you can share it with them. They accept your dream. And they never pull you down. You can be able to be real with them. How many of us that know that we are in a life of pretension? A lot of people pretend. You don't know whom to talk to. You don't know who to tell what you are going through. You don't know who to say that this is what happened last night between me and my husband. You don't know whom to tell that I'm yet about to pay the rent, or I cannot even pay my bill. I cannot even do this. I cannot even do that. You don't know who to tell that your blood pressure is going up. You don't even know who you can share this with. But I'm here to tell you that church, pray for that person. There is someone that God has ordained for your life that will understand you for who you are. Whether you are high, David, I'm a pastor. There's somebody that will say, yes, yes, you are a pastor. I understand what you are going through. Praise the name of the Lord. Someone who can identify your fish and what you are carrying. There's some people, it doesn't matter how high my shoe is or the clothes I'm wearing. It doesn't matter how he looks, but they can see him. And they will know, John, something is not right. And so I'm fine. He's like, come, let's talk, come. They can identify. They have the eyes that other people didn't have. They have the mind that other people didn't have towards you. They can read through you like an X-ray. They know even though you are smiling, something is not right. You need that person. It can be only one. You need that person in your life. Immediately, Mary have an encounter with Elizabeth. What seems to be something that is of shame was transformed to be joy. And instead, joy started to leap inside of her. She thought it's over, but she just hugged her. And after she ministered to her, she started to give God glory and honor. You need somebody that will change the course of your life. They will locate you in the name of Jesus. I said they will locate you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm talking about someone who will not ridicule your vision. If you said, I want to be selling bags, and it will not... No. If you said, at what age, if Mommy Stalicine met her and said, I want to go to school and study law, she wouldn't say... Oh my God, I can't believe this. What did you say? Have you seen people laugh like that? And they will keep going on, and you'll be wondering, what did you say? That makes them to look like that. They will keep laughing. And the next thing, they call another person and say, please help me to laugh. You're honestly speaking. You know? Oh, I need somebody that is going to help me to. You need to hear what mommy tell me. He said, oh, don't laugh yet. Don't please me. Don't. Say it. I'm trying to bring that to you. Somebody that will not ridicule what you carry. Somebody that will not ridicule your idea. Somebody that you can say to as a single person that, do you know that Holy Spirit is telling me that this is the person I'm going to marry? And you know that you say, ah, let me agree with you in prayer. Who doesn't say to you that you are dreaming? That big person, you must go and sleep again and wake up again. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about somebody who will not make fun of you or laughter of you. The Lord will send them into your life. Someone that will be able to accept your vision without intimidation. It will not be intimidated. Why? Because Elizabeth carries something great. So when Mary was telling her what she was carrying, she was not intimidated. She was not worried about it. Somebody that carried the type of anointing that you carry, that have the same mentality like you, that know what you are talking about, and before you even finish, they say, you know, I'm not intimidated by it. I ask the Lord to send them into your life. In the name of Jesus, say a big amen. There is so many people who are afraid of your vision. They are afraid of what you carry. Praise the Lord. There are some people that are afraid of your problem. By the time you share it with them, they say, hey, Mogbe. And you even become their enemy. They start to run from you. Have you seen people like that? Or have you done that? And somebody said to you, in my house, I always have dream that I see snake. I see snake. I don't know what to say. So they won't say I'm a witch. I don't know. And that person used to bring her children to you. The following week. You know what I'm talking about? They stop coming to you. And they know that Sister Addis always bring her children and say, hey, I say I should warn you. Please don't go and tell her that I said it. She shared with me yesterday that she just saw herself turning to snake like this. In case you still want to take your kids there, be careful. There's some people that are afraid of what you carry. They are afraid of your own problem. It's not those people that I'm talking about. People that will listen to whatever the burden that you have, that will embrace you for it. I want you to grab this. It's not everyone that you share your vision with that you say, God is laying in my heart to go to Buckingham Palace and start church right there. They say, you are. No one have ever done it in this country. Go and sit down. No. People that will be able to say yes. I'm not talking about people that will deceive you. Please. I'm talking about people that your vision is not bigger than them. I'm talking about people that will awaken you, and they will. What happened in the life of Mary? Mary was like that. But when Elizabeth embraced her, what is down in her life? He kicking the spirit. Pastor Blessing, go back to it for me. The spirit inside of him, he cast fire from that man, from that woman. She catch the fire. She catch it, and something that is dead inside of her walking on. Go back to it. Start from verse 41, please.
And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary.
Yes.
That the babe leaped in her womb.
The baby leaped in her womb.
And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Now, someone that is filled, that was down before. Now, when there is an embracement in her life, church, they don't have to have money. They don't have to have cars and big houses. They just have to be there for you. They don't have to buy you paracetamol. They don't have to do this and that for you. Because some people always turn people down as long as they haven't got anything to offer. They are gone. No, I'm talking about people that will impact your life. And that if you are going down, you'll be able to rise up. The Spirit of the Lord kicking. The vision that she didn't have before, she have it. what she thought that I don't have to thank God for before, she started to sing praises and honor. Who is going to enlighten you? Who is that person that meant to wake you up? Who is that person that meant to inspire you? Elizabeth will speak into your life and it will stir up your dream. That is what happened in the life of Mary. The dream that she carried was terrible. And she lived for joy. Some of us, we have an idea of to do this, to play guitar, to beat drum, to start a course, to start that. Because of what people have said, they've killed that fire. Because you share your vision with wrong people. Some people that you were meant to be in Africa doing great things, and you say, I want to go back home. Somebody say, eh? What did you say? Go. You will find yourself. They tell you so many people that have gone and come back. But they will not tell you people that have gone and they make it. Be careful of whom you associate yourself with. They can kill your dream or bring it to life. Is it that they bring down your destiny or they raise it up? Mary met with Elizabeth. What was inside of her that she carried is so great. But she didn't realize it, she was like that until she had an encounter with an Elizabeth. Sister Likara, come. She can carry so many things. She's dejected, she's depressed, she's do anything. All what I need to do. That is what happened. She came. She ministered into her life. He said, this is what I'm going to. This is and that. And she empowered her. And now, not what they were saying, not physical look, what she carries, touch what she carries, and something started to move. There was joy. She was filled with power. The anointing that I carry imparted her life. The grace upon me touched her life. The glory that is there in me ministered unto her to the extent that she was depressed before, but she was able to rise up. She was crying before, but she started to sing joys, and she started to sing song of praise, and she started to rejoice because she now know that what I'm carrying the Savior. I'm carrying He that will change the whole world. I carry a vision that will transform other people's lives. I carry a gift that is going to keep giving and keep giving, and 20,000 years is still going to stay keep giving. She realized immediately she had an encounter with that woman that what I carry is not a shame. Who is that person that is going to tell you that you are a single mother? That is not a shame. You are still single at 38. It's not a shameful thing. That is going to tell you that you are barren at 50. God can still transform your life. I need somebody in your life that will lift you up above your limitation. I speak to your life today in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Wherever your burden bearer may be, they will locate you in the name of Jesus. Wherever your Elizabeth may be, they will come your way in the name of Jesus. Wherever they may be right now, somebody that will awaken you, somebody that will stir your spirit up, somebody that will tap you at the back, somebody that will run with your vision, in the name of the Lord Jesus, they shall come your way. They shall come your way. They shall come your way. You will locate there, and they will locate you in the name of Jesus. Shout the biggest hallelujah right now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your Elizabeth is somebody that both of you will start to relate immediately. Immediately they connect together. It's not something that you have to be fighting for. Like the choir that are going to sing first song, second, third, and before we go into the realm. No, no, no. Immediately they meet, there is a connection. And Elizabeth of your life, church, that person is somewhere. No matter how many people that have disappointed you, no matter how many people that have failed you in life, there is always somebody. I can tell you the truth. there is always somebody that will tell you that you might not be educated, you can still make it. Somebody that will listen to you and will bring out the best that is in you. I want to challenge you this week to go and seek the face of God and ask the Lord right now that whoever that is my Elizabeth, I want to know this person. Elizabeth is somebody that see your vision and doesn't think you are crazy. You can share with 10 people and they can look at you and say, you're out of your mind. But your Elizabeth is going to say, put it on the table. Let's see what we can do about it. That person is somewhere. Somebody that you can say, I'm feeling like. Before you finish it, and it's going to say, let's draw a map for it. Let's do this. You can do it this way, that way, that way. But I'm going to tell you something. An Elizabeth can be in your life, but it's led for you to allow them to carry out the assignment that God has sent them to. Some of us, the spirit of shyness, the spirit of shame, have stopped us from allowing our Elizabeth to come into our life. Because you have been betrayed before, because people have torn you down before. This person, I've talked to her. She ridiculed me. She laughed at me. She mocked me. She did this. And he came. I look at him. I see her in him. I see her in him. I see her in him. And I see her in him. And I put on a shield. And I fenced that person off. Why? Because you don't want to make mistake anymore. In so doing that, you might miss out that your Elizabeth. I want you to forget the past. Whoever that have betrayed you, start a new beginning. Don't let shame stop you. I was ashamed of the life that I lived when I was growing up without a father. I don't want to tell anybody what happened between my parents. It's when I grew up and I took the veil off my eyes and said, wait a minute, it's not my fault. Because of that shame that we carry within our life, we don't want anyone to know what we are going through. You see some leaders in life, because of what people are going to say. Imagine Pastor John, Pastor Blessing, they carry that, I can't tell anybody my marriage is not working. I'm the one that is preaching for people. We carry that burden and we're being hurt inside. And your health is deteriorating. It's better you cry to God. Send me my burden bearer. That will not put your story on BB. That will not put your story on Facebook. That will not record your conversation and play to everyone that want to feel like listening. That will not break up with you and said that I'm going to sell your story to make money. There are people like that. But if they do that to you, that means she or he is not your Elizabeth. Your burden bearer will never let you down. Your burden bearer will never put you to shame. Your burden bearer will never disappoint you. They will always be there. When you are happy, they are happy. Whatever they carry comes upon you. like what happened there. By the grace of God, next Sunday, I'll tell you the next person that you need to have in your life.
Thank you for watching Above Limitations. I know you've been blessed with this message. Join Pastor Victoria at Freedom House UK, 9 Factory Road, London E16 2EL, Sundays, 10 a.m. GMT. For more information, visit pastorvictoria.org. Telephone 44207-474-0660. Email admin@pastorvictoria.com.
Freedom House is raising a family of people dedicated to transforming lives. Join us on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays as the loving, liberating, and restoring Word of God is preached. Come and experience the love, liberty, and hope that Jesus Christ can give you. On Sundays at 10 a.m., Wednesdays at 6 p.m., and Fridays at 6 p.m. at Freedom House, 9 Factory Road, North Woolwich, London, E16 2EL. A place of heartfelt worship where lives are being transformed and captives set free. Join us at Freedom House today. For more information, call 44-020-7474-0660. That's 44-020-7474-0660. Visit freedomhouseuk.org or email admin@freedomhouseuk.org. Freedom House UK.